I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Pakistan is stepping up security even more in the wake of a deadly attack on a church in Quetta, Balochistan, while children were rehearsing for a Christmas play. FMI's Bruce Allen.
This is the first attack on a church inside Pakistan that's claimed by the Islamic State and their affiliates in the country.
FMI supports a church planter in the region. As we sing about peace on earth, would you pray for these believers for wisdom, courage, and boldness?
Right now, there are no calls from church leaders to cancel Christmas festivities. Christmas is going on, even though they are in mourning at this point, especially for fallen brothers and sisters. They're saying, no, we need this. We need to recognize that this is precisely why Jesus has come.
And this Christmas season, Biblica has teamed up with Keith and Kristen Getty to give the ultimate gift to children through its 1,000,001 campaign. Sharing more is Biblica's Chief Ministry Officer, Stephen Cave.
For this 1,000,001 campaign, we narrowed the focus even more to prioritize children at risk. So that might be at risk from poverty, might be at risk from trafficking, might be at risk from being a refugee, being displaced from their homeland.
Guests at the Getty concerts not only get to celebrate Christmas together, but they're also invited to join in on fulfilling the Great Commission. How? Through giving $25 a month. This monthly gift helps Biblica and its partners reach 60 kids a year. Even if you can't make it to a concert, the opportunity still stands. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is giving away the book In My Father's House by Ruth Dynica Erdell. These are stories that were written by a woman, for a woman, to help you in your faith walk. Get your copy when you sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.